This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has been hosting open houses the last couple of months for water sample testing. The district plans to host two more open houses between June and July, and resource conservationist Chris Reynolds says the tests so far have been normal, with lower nitrate levels seen for fields that contained cover crops. The tests are available to the public free of charge, and the results are confidential.
The last couple months, we've been doing nitrate water testing for tile outlets and streams and any type of waterways where there may be water from ag runoff. And so this program was basically designed to kind of engage farmers in some of the nutrient and water quality issues that agriculture is facing today. And with the Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy starting last year and kind of coming out, this program was brought about from the Illinois Council on Best Management Practices, and in our county and several around us have had the opportunity of being able to offer this type of water testing to farmers in the county and surrounding area.
Have you had a good response for the water testing, and maybe what have some of the results been, or maybe give us an overall picture of some of the findings?
Yeah, and I just will say the results are confidential, so we are not collecting any data from this. It's an educational program as much as anything to kind of let farmers know so they can see what's going on in their system. So it is a confidential system, and we basically give those results back to the farmer once they're done. Some of the things I guess we've been seeing, I can't say we've seen anything out of the ordinary. Response has been, I would like to see more samples coming in, but I know it's often a busy time of the year, and we're offering this basically one day a month when we can do this. Otherwise, if we get a request to do some, we could possibly do some at a different time during the month. But I think overall, what we've seen is nothing really out of the ordinary, from an overall picture. Some of the highlights, I think, some of the fields that have had cover crops on them, we've definitely seen a lower amount of nitrate loss on those fields, lower numbers whenever we look at those test results.
Well, I think that's definitely some positive findings, as the push for cover crops has been really big over the last year, and I think that's going to be increasing. So I think that's probably been some happy news for farmers if they've implemented those and they're seeing the results.
Yeah, I think so. And our hope is that we've got a couple more months left of we're going to do June and July again for these water testing days. And our hope is that, even if you're not doing some of these practices now, to kind of get a benchmark of what's going on and what's leaving your tile systems, so you can bring some samples in, kind of collect that data yourself, and then hopefully next year we'll be able to do this program again. And if you are planning to implement something different, whether it be cover crops or possibly split applying your nitrogen or changing something up in your nitrogen application, then you can kind of get a little better picture of what's going on. And I know that weather plays is a big factor in a lot of this as well. But I think if anything, it kind of opens up our eyes to maybe some of the things that are going on and helps educate us a little better about the systems that we're currently using.
And we had talked a little bit before, but not only are you doing the water testing, but you can also do some work if they get a sample, a flow sample. So kind of talk about that and then what that can lead you to also help find.
Yeah, so the sampling, it takes a matter of minutes once you bring the sample in, but the sample results will come back in parts per million, which doesn't mean a whole lot to most people. 10 parts per million is the drinking water standard for EPA, so we kind of know that where that number is. But other than that, in agriculture, it doesn't give us a real handle on things. So we know we've got some research out there that shows us kind of where we should be in that part per million number. But if we can have these farmers that bring the samples in calculate flow, and we do have a few buckets, some 2-gallon buckets available still at the office for them to use, we can count how many seconds it takes to fill up that 2-gallon bucket. That will give us a current flow reading, and then we can do the calculations and get back to how many pounds of actual nitrogen we're losing from that system on an average day. And then we can equate that back to dollars as well. And so I think we can get to some real numbers that everybody can understand whenever we're doing this. And, you know, we can look at some of the ways that we can improve that, by using some of these other practices like cover crops and nitrogen management.
Well, sounds like some great not only environmental benefits, but also some economical benefits. So, Chris, if you could remind us when these days are available each month for the testing.
In Montgomery County, we will have our next testing days on June 9th and July 14th. There's also several other places in the listening area that are doing samples as well. In Macoupin County, June 16th and July 21st. Christian County will have theirs June 7th and July 5th. And if you want to take samples up to the Sangamon County Farm Bureau, they are doing those samplings testing every Tuesday from 9 to 10 a.m. So a little more, a few more options up there. Pretty simple as far as taking those samples. Like I said before, if you can calculate flow, that's going to be very beneficial to you. But the samples need to be at least 8 ounces. You can put them in a water bottle. They need to be taken pretty close to the time that they're going to be tested. If we can have them taken within 48 hours, that is best. And to keep them refrigerated or keep them in a cooler to keep them cold before you bring them in. And that's pretty much all there is to it. And again, we can do tile water samples, drainage, ditch, creeks, anything that has some surface runoff or from nearby streams.
Chris Reynolds, resource conservationist for Montgomery County. And again, the open house dates at the Hillsboro office will be June 9th and July 14th. In other news, if Monsanto should choose to accept the proposed acquisition presented by Bayer Ag, the deal would put 83% of U.S. corn seed sales and 70% of the global pesticide market under the control of 3 consolidating companies. The Wall Street Journal reports that would raise fears from the agricultural sector at a time when farmers face heavy pressure after 3 years of sliding crop prices. The National Farmers Union has long opposed such mergers, as President Roger Johnson says if the deal were to be accepted, there will almost certainly be much less competition in the marketplace. Johnson says the lack of competition would mean farmers will end up paying higher prices than they otherwise would be paying. Combining Monsanto's top position in crop seeds with Bayer's much broader pesticide portfolio would lead to 28% of worldwide pesticide sales, 36% of the U.S. corn seed market, and 28% of soybeans, according to Morgan Stanley estimates. The White House on Friday announced a new Nutrition Facts label. At the Partnership for a Healthier America Summit, First Lady Michelle Obama announced the modernized Nutrition Facts label for packaged foods will reflect the latest science, the most relevant nutrition information, and sport a refreshed design. After reviewing comments received on the proposed rules, consumer studies, and updated nutrition science, the Food and Drug Administration made several changes to the label. The final label requires added sugars to be declared to help consumers know how much sugar is added to the product during the processing of foods. The label features a revamped format that highlights key information such as calories and servings per container. It also replaces out-of-date serving sizes to better align with the amount consumers actually eat. Food manufacturers were given 2 years to comply with the new label. And manufacturers with less than $10 million in annual food sales will have an additional year to comply. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.